I'm talking on Skype with Monica Palladiuk, and Monica is the director with the Vegreville Cultural Association, that's Vegreville, Alberta. She's also the competition chair for the Vegreville Pesenka Festival. Now, you've been hearing our ads the last few weeks here in Nosholas about the upcoming Vegreville Pesenka Festival, and Monica is going to tell us a little bit more about one of the aspects of this festival, which is the dance competitions. So, Monica, welcome to Nosholas.
Thank you.
Now, we've spoken to Alicia already. She kind of gave us an overview of all the things going on, and she did mention the dance competitions. So tell me, how does that work?
Well, with the dance competitions, we showcase, you know, obviously the Ukrainian culture, music, song, and dance. So we have adjudicators, and people come to compete in our festival.
Meaning dance groups?
Dance groups.
From where?
All over Alberta and Saskatchewan, Manitoba this year we have, and we even have a group from BC as well this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's great.
So you've got the festival is going on, you've got the grandstand, you've got the automatic, the marketplace, and people, you know, buzzing around, going, and in the meantime, you've got the dance competition. So, like, how does that, when somebody's coming to the Pesenka Festival, what does that look like?
Well, the dance competitions this year are in the Recreation Center, and this year, because we have our workshop that is so popular, our dance competitions will be in the morning on Friday and Saturday. We have to start really early this year because we've had a lot of participants, and we need to get done so that they can all participate in the workshop. So this year, Friday and Saturday, they will be running 8 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. And then they all the dancers get to go to the workshop, which this year we're very excited to welcome Jeff Mortison, Natalie Heath, and Kirsten Wickland from So You Think You Can Dance Canada. They'll be conducting our dance workshop as well as being performing on our grandstand stage.
Wow!
So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We're thrilled to offer, like, different array of teaching styles and genres, which include ballet, contemporary, lyrical, jazz, and, of course, our feature region for this year is Transcarpathian or Zakopatia.
So Friday and Saturday, you've got the dance groups are competing on stage, and they'll be getting their medal presentation as well?
Yes, they do. And this year, we actually even designed new medals this year.
Oh.
And we had designer Irina Karpenko design us a new medal, which we are really proud of. We thought we wanted something to represent more of the festival and not just dancing itself, because we also have a talent portion as well that competes, which is, you know, your instrumental and vocal.
Oh.
So we're really excited about this new medal. It's an egg-shaped medal.
Of course.
Yeah, and like I said, it has like a kolach, you know, for welcome, and wheat, because Vegreville is a farming community, and bandura we have as, you
wow.
know, for the representation of the musical aspect, and then ribbons for the Ukrainian dancing. So we're really excited about that.
All these things on one little medal.
Yeah.
That must be something to see. Wow.
We also have a new marking format that we started this year. So we introduced a new medal, which is platinum, which is higher than a gold.
Oh.
And this is unique to us in the Ukrainian dancing community. So we're quite excited about that as well.
Oh.
We also have standard and advanced categories. So hence the two different days. We have dancers that dance once a week and take more a recreational approach. And then we have our advanced categories on Saturday for dancers who dance more than once a week and take other forms of dance and take a more competitive approach. So we just have the two different categories and two different days. So it's just a little bit more unique to us. A lot of the other festivals and competitions throughout Alberta and Saskatchewan that we have this that's unique to us that are not at other festivals.
That's
we
neat.
Also have this year, sorry to interrupt you, we also have this year a trick competition.
Oh.
It's our third annual, and this is on Saturday, in our rec center, and it's for like male and female dancers, young and old, and showing off their best tricks.
Oh!
Yeah, the boys doing kazas and posanets, and girls, you know, obertas, fouette. And yeah, the adjudicator picks the best, and they can win a prize, and different age categories, of course.
Uh-huh.
We also have also our third annual Tanets House, which will be Friday in the beer garden. And this is an opportunity for everybody to come out and learn traditional Ukrainian village-style folk dances.
Oh.
And this year we have Vincent Reese, Andrina Hachowski, and Brian Sherwick, who will be teaching this form of folk dances.
Oh, wow, wow. That sounds like such great fun.
Yeah, we have lots going on this year.
Oh, so. No kidding. So Brian Sherwick, of course, is the lead man with the Cubasonics.
Yes.
So some Nashville listeners will be familiar with their music. And just backing up to the instructors now that are giving the workshops, and this is something that maybe the people who aren't part of the Ukrainian community who might be listening don't understand, that well, for Ukrainian dancers, workshops are very, very important. It's not just getting together like in a nightclub or something. This is serious instruction. So these instructors, now Jeff Mortensen, tell us about Jeff Mortensen. He's a Shumka dancer.
Yes, he's a Shumka alumni dancer, and of course everybody saw him on TV on the So You Think You Can Dance Canada, and he was performing his Ukrainian solos, if everybody saw, and he will be doing those on the grandstand as well, along with Natalie and Kirsten. So it's really exciting for us that they're all willing to come out and teach these workshops, and of course Jeff, you know, grew up coming to the Very Real Pesca Festival, so they're all excited coming.
Yeah,
and share their expertise with all the kids that will be participating.
Wow, so you kind of need a couple of clones to take in everything in that festival, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we're trying, you know, because everybody wants to take in, you know, so much, so we're trying to, you know, arrange it so that everybody can have participate in as much as possible. We also have busking, an opportunity for musicians to play out in the open air, spontaneous and creative form of entertaining. So whoever would like to participate can give us a call, and they can come out and do some busking.
Wow. So it sounds like it's going to be fabulous entertainment. So you're going to have a grandstand, which is sort of the professional, but it sounds like the quote-unquote amateur talent is going to be every bit as entertaining and exciting.
Yes, this is our second year. We go to different festivals throughout Alberta and Saskatchewan, and we offer a scholarship to the, you know, highest mark in the chosen region. And for every festival, we pick a different region. So in order for them to receive the scholarship, we ask them to come out and perform on our grandstand stage.
Oh.
So this is exciting because we have, you know, the best of the best from different festivals, and we have different regions. So that's happening on our grandstand stage on every one of our grandstands, because you'll see different winners from different parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Wow, so the grandstand show is not the same show repeated then. Everyone is unique.
Everyone is unique,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, wow. And how many performances are there?
Well, we have our opening ceremonies on Friday at 2 p.m., and then we have our Friday night grandstand performance at 7 p.m., and then Saturday as well, 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, our third grandstand performance at 2:30 and our closing ceremonies.
Okay. So those are for the grandstand performance. And in the meantime, you said that the dance competitions will be Friday and Saturday morning, and that's open to the public?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, starting at 9 o'clock, did you say?
8:30 on Friday and 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
We also have our dance adjudicator this year is Roxanne Rychinski. She's a Shumka alumni, and we also have for our talent adjudicator, Oris Altykavich. He is the conductor with the Ukrainian Male Chorus of Edmonton, so we look forward to their expertise in judging our performers.
Yeah, and then in the meantime, so you've got the dance competitions Friday, Saturday morning, you've got the grandstand shows, and then you've got the buskers out there, and then, of course, all kinds of other hustle and bustle happening at the festival. And if your plans are not made yet for the July long weekend, definitely consider taking in the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, because it sounds like great fun. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Monica.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thank you very much, and appreciate your letting us come in and have time on your station. And I invite everyone to come and celebrate Canada Day and jumpstart their summer at the Vegreville Pessinca Festival.
And that was Monica Polaniuk with the Vegreville Pessinca Festival, which is coming up on the July 1st long weekend. That's July 1st, Friday, July 1st till Sunday, July 3rd. And that will be taking place, of course, in Vegreville, Alberta. If you'd like more information about the Pessinca Festival, visit their website, which is pessincafestival.com. And that's spelled P like Peter, Y-S-A-N-K-A. festival.com. And you can also find the link on the Nash Holis blog and website.